In this video, I wanted to talk about being a parent when you're ill, but you also want to improve your health and fitness and what things you should do, what things you shouldn't do. It sounds very common sense, but I think sometimes when we just have this conversation, it allows you to process it, kind of give you a bit of a peace of mind that, you know what? I'm not the only one here. I actually do need to give myself a break, give myself, I would say the word would be permission to stop. When I say stop, it's quite a hard, maybe, let's say a hard word to accept, because we feel that we're constantly trying to push and support the kids to work, do X, Y, and Z. But it might just hinder your recovery and prolong this quite uncomfortable phase of just feeling a bit crappy. So when someone is ill, and you can hear by my voice, it's a little bit croaky. I'm just trying to get out of this kind of illness phase. I'm a little bit headachy today. Had a little lem sip and just kind of get through. I just dislike being ill. So this is the reason why I wanted to jump on this podcast, because I wanted everyone to kind of embrace the fact that as coaches, we struggle too. We really do. And it's having this conversation, even me talking on this episode, to say it's okay to go down a gear. So I give my clients this visual. You can even use your hand. Gear one is rest and recover. Whether you're injured or whether you're ill, gear one, that's priority. Just nip everything in the bud. Just give yourself right back to down to gear one. Gear two is nutrition or steps. Just focus on one thing that's just going to make you feel a bit better, that you know that's going to progress your overall health-seeking tendencies. Then gear number three is steps in nutrition, or nutrition and steps, so starting and adding in two things. And then gear four, steps, nutrition, and exercise, so getting back into that normal routine of exercising 2 to 5, 6 times a week. And then we're looking at gear five is everything's plain sailing, everything's good, getting in those habits again, just on the kind of straight and narrow, feeling great. A lot of my clients will be kind of jumping between gear 3, 4, and 5. This is really important to acknowledge, because it allows you to set expectations for what lies ahead of you every day. You may not be in gear 5 every single day. You might be on gear 3 or 4, or maybe even gear 2, depending on the day, depending if you're feeling a bit rough around the edges, if you're feeling a bit even hungover. I don't know about you, but the last time I was hungover was, I can't even remember, because now I'm a parent. The last thing I want to be is hungover, because you have a kid running about with a lot of energy, and then the last thing you want to be is have a headache and feeling like crap. Anyway, bringing it back to feeling a bit ropey and being ill, if you think you can push through an exercise, you are actually damaging your immune system. You are putting stress on the body. Same goes for if you are putting your attention to thinking of, like, I need to diet, I need to drop my calories, even when I'm dieting, or when I'm ill, sorry. That is the worst thing you can do, because you are putting additional stress on the body when it's trying to recover. You want to surround it in a lovely environment. So if we give a visual of, like, a plant, for instance, you want to give that plant food, sunlight, water. Giving your body a time to process and recover is so important. And I know some of you might be listening and be like, yeah, well, it's all well and good, Andy, but I've got to run a house. I need to make sure the kids are okay. And yeah, you know what? You're going to have to really be conscious around how much you can do, and be very limited with where you're putting your energy. Because if you continuously push, you're just going to burn yourself out and actually just prolong your recovery period, especially when you're ill. Even me speaking now, I'm trying to keep my face right to the microphone, so I'm having to speak too loudly. But anyway, like, obviously, man flu is a lot worse than anyone's illness. But that's probably another conversation for another day. But hey-ho. I really wanted to continue training this week. I really did. But then I also looked at it and thought, yes, you could push through, but we all know that if we stress that body for, like, more and more, especially when it's trying to recover, you're exposing yourself to injury, you're exposing yourself to just prolonged periods of feeling like crap, So why not just get back to gear one or two? This is something that is so powerful. It sounds so simple about this gear system, but if this gear system can help you, it will really allow you to give yourself this permission to just stop, slow down, and acknowledge where you're at every day. When you are passionate about trying to improve your health, it's so easy to beat yourself up that you haven't done something. But if you were to give yourself a number or a gear system of where you're at, you know what level of expectation you have of yourself instantly. So you can build it yourself, like giving yourself five gears of on a daily basis of like where you're at. So it then gives you that, you know what? I did everything I could in this gear system today or gear one, and that was to recover. Be very mindful around how much energy I'm using on this day. It could be, all right, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to be gear two. I'm just going to go for a walk, and that's me done. Obviously eating regularly and all that jazz, but I'm just going to focus on that one thing of getting out for a walk. So I really do hope that this short little episode has given you a bit of an insight to, like, are you giving yourself the best environment to recover, or are you hindering it and prolonging this kind of feeling crappy feeling and prolonging your recovery and not actually helping your immune system recover and get back to a place where your body's feeling great and you can then function properly? Because when you're ill, it's really hard to function at a pace that you're happy with, especially when you're very passionate. Like myself, I want to do the best for my clients. I want to train and make myself feel good. But most importantly, I want to be there for my family. And when I can't do these things, it really does grate on me. But at the same time, if I continue to push, like I'm kind of repeating myself on here, but if I continue to push, it's actually going to be actually a worst result. So this is a reminder to you listening, please acknowledge where you're at in the gear system. I'll repeat again, gear one, rest and recover. Gear two, steps or nutrition. Gear three, steps and nutrition. Gear four, steps, nutrition and exercise. Gear five, absolutely everything's a go, habits, the absolute lot. And that's it. If you haven't subscribed or followed me, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, whatever podcast listening you're doing it, or even YouTube, make sure to hit subscribe, follow for more things like this. And I wanted to create this different spin and having conversations that we don't normally have, but we always think about them. We always go through them on a weekly basis. So this has maybe just highlighted to you what you actually need to do when you are maybe ill. See you in the next video or the next episode, listening, watching, whatever. See you then.